The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, Franklin Communications, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Brian Kvitko. Call 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, and welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Thank you for joining me here today on Dental Radio. It is Palm Sunday. Of course, it marks the Christian movable feast that falls on the Sunday before Easter. And in many Christian churches, Palm Sunday is marked by a distribution of palm leaves, often tied into crosses, to the assembled worshipers. So because it's Palm Sunday, we have a religious theme today. We have an author in the studio with us, Dr. David Reynolds, who has written a book called Sword of the Spirit, Praying with Power Through Scripture Connection. And Dr. Reynolds, in his book, he reveals the secret to more effective Scripture-filled prayer using a technique he describes in detail as Scripture Connection. Dr. Reynolds will show you how to choose and speak the words of the Bible back to God, which are more powerful than any words man could conjure. Dr. Reynolds posits that by using his technique, not only will your prayer life become drastically enhanced, but your relationship with God will become more meaningful. You'll begin to see signs that God is moving in your life, and your requests, petitions, and desires will be met because they will align with the Word of God. So pick up the Sword of Spirit and pray more powerfully today. Now, the neat thing is this book is now out. It's with Tate Publishing, and one of the reasons for the timing of having Dr. Reynolds on the show is that he has a book signing coming up on April 3rd, and we're going to ask him a little more about that in a moment. But Dr. Reynolds, thank you so much for getting up early on Palm Sunday for me and being on my show.
Well, thank you so much, Doc. It's a pleasure and honor to be here. I'm glad you invited me.
All right. So now, of course, as we mentioned, Palm Sunday is the beginning of Holy Week. Having written a religious book, and I see you brought your Bible with you, and it's all marked and ready to answer my questions. But tell me about your childhood. Were you brought up in a Catholic household, Protestant, Methodist, Lutheran, Baptist? What were you brought up?
Actually, I was brought up in a Catholic household. We went to Catholic schools and attended Catholic church, I guess, for the first 20 years of my life.
Okay. And then what happened?
Well, what had happened was during that time, I always had questions. There were a lot of religious questions that I would ask the priests, and a lot of times they didn't have answers for them. So it set me on a search, and I wanted to find the answers to a lot of those questions.
Okay, so then a la the book, right?
Yes.
Okay, so what is the book about? Tell me.
Actually, the book is about the rudiments of prayer and praying principles according to the Bible, the biblical standards that is laid down as far as praying and praying the same way that Jesus prayed, which is, as you know, Jesus never got a prayer unanswered.
Oh, okay. So kind of wanting to mimic that and hope to be heard a little better?
Yes, as you know, as the saying, do as a wise man does, receive a wise man's reward. So who best to follow than Jesus?
Okay. Now, did you, going back a little bit, were you the family that went to church every Sunday? Because I know it's very hard. I'm guilty of not doing that. But there are some very devout folks that make sure that that is the one thing they do every week.
Yes, I was raised that way, going to church every Sunday. There was a period of time, as I stated earlier, that, you know, I had a lot of questions, and there was a period of time where my questions weren't being answered, and I was on a search myself. And I wasn't going to church every Sunday. I kind of got disheartened and with some of the churches and different religions as far as not having the answers to my questions, which, you know, when you're raised, you automatically assume that they should know everything, which they're human beings just like everyone else. And so everyone is trying to search and find answers for themselves. But I kind of got disheartened and I wasn't going to church every Sunday.
Now, my pastor always had answers to my questions. Is it that just you didn't like their answers, or it seems like they must have had an answer, you just didn't like it? Didn't seem to make sense in your head.
Well, I guess, yeah, to a degree that is the case, but the answer would be, well, that's just the way it is.
Oh, okay. So you just kept prying and asking more questions, and instead you finally just said because.
Right. That's just the way it is, or that's just the way it's always been. I mean, in a sense, it is an answer, but yet and still it's not an answer. So
this book is now available online?
Yeah, yes, it is. You can get it online. You can also get it in ebook through Tate Publishing and or Barnes & Nobles, most notably.
Okay. And I, by the way, if you go to dentallyspeaking.com right now, you will see a picture of the cover of the book. And I believe we might have a link to the Tate Publishing website where people can purchase it.
Oh, that's great.
Your first signing of the book, or book signing, will be this Tuesday evening, correct?
Yes, that's correct. It's this Tuesday evening at Barnes & Noble's Polaris at 7 p.m.
7 p.m. Okay. So hopefully as we talk more about the book, people will find it interesting and decide that they want to come out and meet you and buy one. And okay, now, were you in the choir? Just curious. I don't know why. This has nothing to do with your book, but were you in the choir when you were...
No, not at all.
No? You don't sing?
Yeah, well, I think I can sing, but I've been informed otherwise.
By?
By family members.
Oh, okay. Okay, note to self, stop singing. My family hates it. Okay.
Exactly.
So I bet it's safe to say that you've accepted Jesus, the Son of God, as your Savior.
Yes, I have.
And how old were you when that happened?
Well, actually, I had done that as a young boy, not realizing what I had totally done. But yes, I accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Being born and raised as a Catholic, that's something they make you aware of. But as a young child, you're not totally aware of what you're doing, but you understand the principle. And so I had done that, and... We really had no issues with doing that as a young boy, but just wasn't totally sure what I was doing. So I was trying to find out exactly what that is.
All right. Now, I understand that there's quite a bit of interest in this book, that although publishers don't reveal numbers because it's top secret,
right,
that there have been, it's safe to say, hundreds of thousands of inquiries worldwide?
Oh, yes, there has. There's been quite a bit. The publisher did send me something that revealed to me that there has been quite a bit of interest generated, mainly on the West Coast for now. I guess they have been doing a lot of the advertising on the West Coast and are bringing it back across the country, so to speak. And, yeah, it's been several hundred thousand of inquiries about the book.
Okay. Now, which is good news for you, right?
Oh, exactly.
Now, wait a minute. If this book is going to teach me how to pray more effectively... so that I'm heard, and there's hundreds of thousands of other people doing the same thing, how's that going to help me?
Well, the thing is we as human beings, we kind of, we think of everything on the human level. Now, if we were to field hundreds of thousands of calls, we would have to have lines and volunteers and or hired workers. Well, the great thing about God is he can hear everyone at once. And so there would be no problem with everyone praying correctly.
Okay.
And I'm not saying that people aren't praying correctly. I've just found a more effective way of praying in my life.
All right. Fair enough. Now, the name of the book is Sword of the Spirit. Not the sword, but Sword of the Spirit. And I'm reminded of the saying that the pen is mightier than the sword. So why not call your book Pen of the Spirit? Why call it a Sword of the Spirit?
Well, I the sword of the Spirit had come to me because of in Ephesians 6:17, it says the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And as as stated in my book, it's praying God's actual word back to him. So the sword, hence the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
Okay. Can you give me an example of how someone might use your system in some kind of a simple prayer, something that we might say every day, maybe grace at dinner? Or how would you change something like that using your system?
Well, the scripture says that God has blessed all the food. Paul had written, don't call curse what God has blessed. So a brief example of that would be, Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus that you bless this food for the nourishment of our body, and we give you thanks and praise for it. Paul ends his prayer with saying that if you receive it with thanksgiving and praise, that ushers in the blessing that God has placed on the food. So I guess a very short version of that would be, Father, I thank you that you've already blessed this food, and I receive it with thanksgiving and praise in your holy name. Amen.
Okay, so just changing a few words will get God's notice because he is hearing his own words.
Exactly. The scripture in 1 John says, if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he heareth us, we have that which we have asked of him. And then there's another scripture in the New Testament says, you have not because you ask not. And then it goes on to say, the reason you ask not is because you ask amiss. And then so that would go back to, if we ask anything according to his will. A lot of times people consider praying to God, Lord, you see my situation. You know what trouble I'm in. You know, get me out of it. And the sad part about that is God does not hear that prayer. He says we ask anything according to his will. Well, what is his will? His word. As you know, the old vernacular, when they used to talk about someone would read their will, they would say we're reading the will and testament of so-and-so, so-and-so. And so that's where we get the Old and New Testament from, because that's the will of God for the human race.
Okay. All right. Now, when we come back from the break, I want to talk about, you know, is this your first book and how it came about, and talk a little bit about how we came to meet. But we do have to go to a break and a little bit of housekeeping. You know what? I want to remind folks that if you have a question for Dr. Reynolds, you agree with him, disagree with him, want him to help you out in some way, you can call 459-9769 anytime throughout this hour and ask your question or have maybe a little discussion. So if he is striking a chord or it's something that you have a question about, 459-WSNY, which is also 459-9769. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and we'll be right back.
Stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Canton City Chinese Restaurant is an established, family-owned and operated Chinese restaurant. You can come and sit down and enjoy the relaxed atmosphere of the Canton City, or if you're on the go or need lunch for your office or dinner for home, call us at 614-261-0262 to order takeout. We have a variety of Cantonese, Hunan, and Sichuan cuisine. You will love the price and be astonished how generous the portions are. Come visit us in our fantastic location at 4330 North High Street, located just south of Henderson in Clintonville. We are open 7 days a week. If you cannot pick from our extensive menu, we would suggest you start with our General Tso chicken. It is the best in the city. When you are craving Chinese food and have tried all the rest, come and order from the best, Canton City Chinese Restaurant in Clintonville. Call us at 614-261-0262 or stop by and see us at 4330 North High Street.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Are your teeth worn down or have crack lines in them? Have years of drinking coffee and tea or smoking darkened your teeth? Do you feel that you look older than your age? Do you remember when your teeth were an asset, when your smile would light up the room? With porcelain veneers, we can make your teeth sparkle again. Stop in and see our vast library of actual before and after photos, or see a small sampling of them at drkvitko.com. Plus, our available low monthly payments make them affordable. So what are you waiting for? You know you're worth it. Pick up the phone and call us at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. It's a call that is guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. In the studio with us is Dr. David Reynolds, author of Sword of the Spirit. It is a new book by Tate Publishing. It is out now and available at Borders Books. No, Barnes and Nobles. Barnes and Nobles. That's probably a bad thing. We might have to edit that out, huh?
Oh, no, not at all. I guess Borders, their physical locations are no longer around, but
Okay.
There's still Borders online.
So, oh, I see.
And it is available in Borders.
Oh, okay, so I didn't say a bad thing.
No, not at
okay.
all.
Okay, but the book signing is at Barnes & Noble at Polaris this Tuesday night at 7.
That is correct.
All right, sounds good. So you have plenty of copies there. And in fact, later when we do Dr. Kvitko's question of the day, in addition to free flowers from Vice Timber Florists, I believe you have made arrangements with the publisher to, we're going to give away a free book today?
And that is correct.
Okay. So we'll do that in a little bit. Now let's talk a little bit about, is this your first book?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And how did it come about?
Lord had put it on my heart to write this book. As you know, the title and the main premise of the book is describing the rudiments of prayer, but there is a focus in the first parts of the book about dispelling a lot of the misconceptions about God and prayer and answered prayer and the things of God.
So give me some examples.
A lot of times it would come up, things would come up like someone would be stricken with cancer or something like that. And I would hear, even some of the pastors and priests say, God had stricken your relative with cancer. And in the beginning, I thought that that was the case. But during my studies, I found out that that's actually opposite of the truth. God does not strike people with cancer. God does not change people to angels. And God does not say, I needed, 50 angels here in heaven, so they zaps like 50 human beings and brings them up to heaven. So I dispel a lot of that using the Bible and the scriptures that are in the Bible to explain how that is not so.
Okay. Now, I want to talk about how you and I first came to meet. What brought you, you've been to my office.
Right.
We're going to divulge a little information that we actually have been working together now for a little over a year, I believe.
Yep, okay. We sure have.
And so what brought you to my office?
Well, as I told you, I saw your makeover commercials and infomercials and advertisements, and the before and after shots were very, very good. And as you remember, I was very unhappy with the way my teeth were and the way my, dental progress was going or lack thereof. And so I consulted you about getting that straightened out.
So it was progressing, but in the wrong direction, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
So basically, you is it okay if I can talk about your smile?
Oh, that's
okay.
Fine. That's
okay.
Fine.
Because with HIPAA, I guess I have to get your permission,
Oh, that's right.
But,
yes, you have my permission.
Okay. So you had a smile that wasn't very attractive. Fair?
Yeah,
okay.
To say the least.
And your teeth were kind of dark, and they were crooked, kind of very crooked.
Yes, extremely.
And you didn't really smile for people to see. So why was having your teeth straightened and crooked before your book signing so important to you?
Well, as you know, more than I do, what a smile does for a person, for the self-confidence, it actually for their health also. A lot of people don't realize, as I've learned from you, how important dental health is, and how it can be poor dental health can be an indirect result of a lot of diseases and things that carry on. So
regular diseases of the body, yes, manifest themselves in the mouth.
Right. Yeah.
So the mouth is kind of like this barometer of what's going on in a person's body.
Exactly.
Now, were you familiar with, and by the way, one of the reasons that we got started and we had to do this quickly is because of your book signing.
Right.
So we had to hurry up and get your teeth looking nice. And we used the 6-month smile orthodontic system when we did you. Have you ever heard of that before?
No, I hadn't actually until... Well, I saw a sign advertising it. I didn't know what it was, and I didn't pay much attention to the sign. We were down in Orlando, Florida, visiting the Holy Land Experience down there, and there were billboard signs talking about the 6-month smile. You see things, and you don't pay attention to them because you don't know much about them. But then when you said, well, I think you're perfect for the 6-month smile, then the light bulb went off. I was like, oh, okay, that's what I was seeing.
So having been through it, what did you think of it?
Oh, I would recommend it to everyone. It's an accelerated way of getting your teeth straightened, especially if you're a good candidate for it.
Yeah, that's a good point. Not everybody's a candidate for it, but would you say that like having your teeth white and straight, has it changed you? Do you have a different outlook on things?
Yes, as you know, I used to... I figured out a way to smile without showing my teeth.
By the way, that wasn't a smile you just thought it was. But anyway, I have a picture. I have proof. But no, go ahead.
Okay. Well, I thought it was a smile. But
it was a grimace. It looked like a grimace.
At least it can, to me, I thought it conveyed a smile. But it was a way that I figured to cover my teeth because of they were so crooked. And so with my teeth being corrected, I have no problem smiling. Now people are telling me to stop smiling.
We actually have a picture of you after where you smiled so big it's like your face disappeared. We lost some of the... We have to get a new picture because you were just so happy. Now, you've mentioned to me that you felt that God was working through my hands when I did your dental care.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Were you praying to God using your scripture connection system, of course? Was it something to the effect of, I hope Dr. Kafiko doesn't mess up my teeth? Is that what you were?
Yes, I was saying, God, take control of his hand so this man does not. No. A lot of times when you're praying for things, we as human beings, when we say prayers, we look for this spiritual event to happen. Well, we're here on this three-dimensional earth, and God is going to... Now, I'm not saying that he never does do spiritual things, because there are miracles, and I've seen a few in my life, but most of the time, God will use the natural things in this earth to answer your prayer. And so in answering my prayer as far as getting my teeth fixed, there so happens Dr. Kavicko.
I see. Okay, well, that's kind of cool. As I mentioned, we've been working together for over a year, but we originally thought that your book signing was going to be sooner than it is now occurring. And so we were able to straighten your teeth and whiten your teeth and have them be healthy, because I think there was even a root canal involved, in 13 weeks, 3 months and a week.
Yeah, that was excellent.
And that, I think, is unheard of in most people's minds as far as how long it takes to straighten teeth. And your teeth were pretty jumbled. Would you agree?
Oh, yes, I agree. They were in bad shape.
Yeah, and I know there are detractors of the 6-month smile, people that maybe don't understand it, the 6-month smile system, but it just plain works.
Yeah, you can tell them to call me. And I'm living proof that it does work.
And in fact, you know, one of the things I wanted to ask you is, if somebody has further questions about your book, how can they reach you? How would you like them to reach you? Would you like them just to go to the Tate Publishing website? Would you like them to send an email to me at my office and I'll forward it? How would you like people to, who choose to at least, to reach out to you?
Well, all of the above would be fine. But then also there is a website for the book itself, and it's called The web address is swordofthespirit7.com.
Swordofthespirit7, the number 7 or the word 7?
The number 7.
Swordofthespirit7.com. Oh, dot com. Okay, so there, and they can they post questions?
On that website, there's a guest book, and they can post questions, comments, answers, whatever they choose, and then that will be posted on the website and for not only them to view, but everyone to view.
Okay. Well, that's good. That's good to know. And so the book is available at tell me again, it's online and where else?
Yeah.
Is it on Amazon, for example?
Well, yes, it's on Amazon. It's on eBay. There's even someone auctioning copies on eBay of the book, which kind of shocked me. I have a couple friends that have told me, that the book was, they said, I Googled your book the other night and it's selling in Australia, England, Russia, UK. And then I went online and found out that it was being auctioned on eBay.
Wow. So for more than its $9.99 cover price?
No, actually, it's all been in and around, $9.99 cover price, except for one place in England was selling it for $13, so.
Okay. Well, that's interesting, because our money's not worth as much as theirs over there. So it should be selling for $5 over there.
Right. Well, another gentleman did buy it for $5, and it came from, it's somewhere in Europe, and that's why it only costs $5 from what I'm understanding.
Huh, interesting. So you have your PhD in biblical studies?
Yes.
And you've been studying the Bible for over 30 years?
Yes, I have.
Great. Hey, hang with me, if you will, because we do have to go to a break. Actually, you know what I think we're going to do is it's probably time for us to give out Dr. Kavicko's question of the day. So I'm going to have you listen to this thing that the lawyers say you have to listen to, and then we'll come back and do the question.
Sunny 95 will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavicko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kavicko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. Sunny 95 cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kavicko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kavitko's question of the day.
And the question is, what is the name of my guest's book, Dr. David Reynolds? What's the name of the book that he's written? Is it A, Palm Sunday, B, Sword of the Spirit, C, Pray for Your Smile? Now, the winner will receive free flowers from Weistember Florist delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon and admission for four to the Women's Expo. Also, callers number 2 and 3 will receive admission for four to the Women's Expo. The number, 459-9769, that's 459-WSNY. Go ahead and call now.
Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavicko after these messages.
Looking for that perfect gift? Something different that your friends will love? Moxie's in Clintonville has just what you're looking for. Moxie specializes in entertainment, barware, dishware, and linens, both new and vintage. They carry Fiesta, Hearthstone, and Signature products. Moxie's also has the ideal host or hostess gifts. Wrap candies including wax lips, bubblegum cigars, ring pops, and charm bracelets and necklaces. If you have no room to entertain, no problem. Moxie's has the room for you to host. The soiree room features black and white striped floors, Hollywood style seating, and a private outdoor deck. It's great for your next book or card gathering, birthday, or bridal shower. So when you're looking for a place to host some friends or looking for that perfect gift, go to Moxie's in Clintonville. Moxie's, 3339 North High Street, open Tuesday through Saturday. For more information and hours, call 657-6854, 657-6854.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kavicko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kavicko. Have you always wanted a smile makeover but didn't know where to go or if you could afford it? Well, take heart. Here at Dr. Kavicko Mentness & Associates, we've been doing successful smile makeovers for decades. Stop in and see our vast library of actual before and after photos or see a small sampling of them at drkavicko.com. Plus, we've made them affordable. Whether you choose the low monthly payments or having a makeover done in phases to spread your cost over time, I know you'll be happy with your new smile. So what are you waiting for? You know you're worth it. Pick up the phone and call us at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. It's a call that's guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
Dr. Kavitko and Associates.
All right, welcome back to Dentally Speaking, and we do have our winners on the phone. They're all on hold. We have Mary, Janet, and Becky in that order, and so everybody please stay on the line because everybody is a winner in some way. And we did forget to mention that one of you is going to receive a free book as well, Sword of the Spirit by Dr. David Reynolds. So let's go to Mary first. Hi, Mary. How are you?
Hi.
How
good
are
morning.
You? Good morning. Thank you for listening. You remember the question was, what is the name of Dr. David Reynolds' book? What's your answer?
That's correct. It was B.
B? Sword of the Spirit. That is correct. So you win free flowers to Vice Denver Florist. They'll be delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. You're also going to be. You're also going to win the book, copy of the book. So we need you to hold on, though, because my producer will have to come back and get your information. You'll need to give him two addresses, one where you work and one at your home, so we can mail you the book to home, okay?
Okay, and, thank you very much.
And you're also getting admission for four to the Women's Expo, and that's those will be mailed by me in a little envelope. Now, remember, just want to mention, there's two tickets. Each one says admits two on it, okay?
Okay, thank you very much, Dr. Kavitko.
Hey, you're welcome. Hang on, okay? All right, let's go to Janet.
Hello.
Hi, Janet. Did you have the right answer also?
Yes, Sword of the Spirit.
Sword of the Spirit is correct. And Janet, you are going to win four tickets to the Women's Expo. And I'm getting a motion from Dr. Reynolds. You're also going to give her a book?
Yes, I'd like to make a copy of the book available to the other two.
To the other? Oh, great. So, Janet,
thank you.
Isn't that neat? So you'll get a free book and for admission to the Women's Expo. So also, please hang on.
Thank you.
Okay. And now, Becky. Hi, Becky. How are you?
Hi, okay.
And did you have the right answer?
Yes, Sword of the Spirit.
If you didn't before, you do now because we just gave it away. But anyway, so yeah, please hang on. You'll have admission for four to the Women's Expo and a copy of Dr. Reynolds' book, Sword of the Spirit, okay?
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks so much to all of you for calling and all the folks that listen every Sunday. I really appreciate it. All right. So, Dr. Reynolds, while my producer is getting that information, and while he's busy doing that, he won't be able to do other things like go to breaks and stuff. So we're gonna talk now.
Well, I want to mention one more thing now that you mentioned it. As far as your listeners, the other day I was talking to someone, a friend of mine, Richard Ludwig, about being on a radio show. I told him I was invited to be on a radio show, and he said, when and what station? So I proceeded to tell him, Sunny 95 at Sunday morning at 8. And as soon as I said that, he said, oh, Dr. Kavitko's show.
Oh, so yeah, he listens?
He's a regular listener. And he's actually listening now.
Okay. Hi, Richard.
Speak.
Hey, you have to call in sometime when, you know, if we have a topic that kind of strikes a chord with you. Now, you're in your 50s, right?
Yes.
Okay. So tell me a little bit about yourself. What did you do? What do you do when you're not writing books?
Well, when I'm not writing books, I'm working for Honda of America Manufacturing.
See, I think that's interesting because folks that have hidden talents are all around us.
That's true. That's very, very true. And actually, it's been on my heart several years to write the books. But my excuse was, well, I'm working at Honda and I just don't have the time. I work, they call it second shift, but you work well into third shift hours, 2 and 3 in the morning.
When is second shift? You would start at 3?
Second shift, you start at 5.
Okay.
Because I live in Columbus, I have to leave at 3.
3 p.m. to get there in time because everybody has to be standing at their station waiting for that assembly line to start, right?
Exactly.
How many minutes before they actually make it start do you have to be standing there? Is it 10?
It's good to be there at 10 so you can get yourself prepared, but you can, as no later than 5 minutes before. In the first quarter of the day, it's called pre-shift, and you have to be there for a pre-shift meeting, which would be 10 minutes, but after that, after your breaks, you would have to be there at least 5 minutes before the line starts.
Okay. And now, have you done that since high school?
No, I've done that since, I've been involved with that since 1996, I think it was.
And before that, what did you do?
I played ball. I played basketball.
You're a basketball player, huh?
Yes. And I know you can't tell from my height, but yes, I played a little basketball.
Okay. Now, where did you grow up? Did you grow up in Central Ohio?
Yes, I did. I grew up on my first 12 years of my life, I grew up on the west side, what they call the bottom, Shulks Avenue, actually. And then later on, we moved out on the east side near James Road.
And did you go to high school on the west side?
I went to elementary school, St. Aloysius, a Catholic school on the west side. And then when we moved out east, I went to and graduated from Bishop Hartley High School.
Cool. So a Bishop Hartley grad wrote this book.
Exactly.
Do you think the bishop would be proud?
I'm hoping so.
That's neat. So what other jobs have you held? Like I said, you know, you don't think of finding, I mean, you know, people have all these hidden talents, and it could be the guy that works at the mini-mart. It could be the person works at McDonald's. Everybody has these hidden talents. So I'm just curious. I'm trying to picture you in other jobs. What other jobs have you done?
I was in the military. Served in the Army.
What was your capacity there?
I was just an enlisted member.
Okay.
And,
so you weren't the chaplain or anything?
No, not at all. I've always had an interest in the Word of God, but to me, I was always searching. And I guess the more I found out about the things of God and the Bible, I would realize there's that much more that I don't know. So there was always this feeling of inadequacy. So there are many, many years since the early 80s, people would say, well, you should be a minister or you should be a pastor. And I always felt that I just didn't know enough. So there was always this search for me for learning and learning. And even writing the book, when it came down to writing the book, how that came about was the auto industry had to slow down in 2008.
Okay.
And the Honda allowed us to come into work, but then they would allow us days off. And then there were times where they were only working one day a week. But they were doing that to at least provide availability for the employees to make an income, but yet and still not having to lay employees off. So at that time, God had said, well, now you have time to write my book, which only working one day a week, you have time to write the book. And then I had went off on disability, so I had all the time to write the book.
So there's a silver lining of the economic downturn.
Yes, there is. Yes,
is that you finally found the time in your life to sit down and write?
Exactly. And I should have written that book back when it was first moved on me to write it back in 93.
Now, my understanding is this isn't the only thing you've written. And so it's the only thing that's been published. But when we come back from the break, I want to just talk a little bit about what else you may have written. All right. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko, and we'll be right back.
Hey, this is Olympic snowboarder Louis Vito, and make sure you stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko.
Dentally Speaking is his talk show. Dr. Kavitko. Let's go!
Experience, artistry, creativity. There are still professions where these words mean something. Studio B Hair Design still believe that practice does make perfect. Whether it's a precision cut, custom color, or something uniquely your own, Studio B can help you find just the right look, all in a comfortable, relaxing atmosphere right in the heart of Clintonville. Let Studio B Hair Design give you the best professional hair care at the best price. And should you need a quick gift idea, why not give a Studio B gift certificate for a birthday, anniversary, or subtle way of telling that special someone your hair needs help? So when looking for a fresh approach to your hair, do what lots of people do in Central Ohio. Trust experience. Trust the professionals at Studio B Hair Design. Studio B Hair Design, 21 Brighton Road, just off High Street in Clintonville. Call for your appointment now, 614-263-8661. 263-8661.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kavitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Are you an adult with teeth that are crooked? Maybe you had braces as a kid, but you didn't wear your retainer as often as you should have? Or maybe your parents weren't able to offer you braces as a child. Well, take heart. Now you can have straight teeth in 6 months. That's right. Using clear brackets and tooth-colored wires, we can straighten your teeth before it's even time for your next cleaning. So, if you have a high school reunion, a graduation party, or even a wedding in your future, why not let us straighten, then whiten your teeth? Interested? Call us to schedule a no-charge 6-month smiles consultation at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates. Like what you hear? Why not use the Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko show to reach your customers by becoming a sponsor? Learn how by calling 262-9588. That's 262-9588.
I want to put a smile on your face. I present my heart to you. I want to put a smile on your face. I present my heart.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. In the studio with me is Dr. David Reynolds. He has a PhD in Biblical Studies, has studied the Bible extensively for 30 years. He is a dedicated Christian, and through him, God has brought many to salvation, performed many miracles, and presented the word at every opportunity. Thank you for being on my show. Thank you for coming to the studio.
Oh, you're welcome, Doc, and I'm very honored to be here.
Well, I appreciate it. I appreciate it. Now, like I said before the break, my understanding is although you only have one book, that you've written, 9 or 10 other manuscripts, correct?
Well, they're not finished, but yeah, the book series itself actually is going to be 7.
Oh, 7?
Yeah, it's going to be 7 books. The series, the Sword of the Spirit series, is going to be 7 books. Each book will break down scripture connection prayers for different classifications or categories. Like you can have scripture connection prayers for yourself, your individual. You can have scripture connection prayers for your family, for your children, for health, for healing, and things like that.
So you'll write example prayers then that people can use in their own everyday life.
Exactly. And I'll give examples of how those prayers were used.
Okay. But what about, I don't know, maybe is it too premature to talk about the one that starts with the words, the final? Can we talk about that?
No, it's not too premature.
Okay.
Too premature.
I wasn't sure if you were avoiding it for a reason or you didn't understand my question. First of all, I didn't know there were going to be 6 more Sword of the Spirit.
Yes. Okay. Yes, there's 6 more coming out. Actually, the next one, I have the manuscript for the second one finished.
Mm-hmm.
There's just a couple things, a few corrections that I want to go through and make sure I have rights, double check a few things, and
okay,
then I will be submitting that to the publisher probably within the next 30 to 60 days.
So it's almost going to turn into a series of how-to books.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay. What about The Final Deception? Tell me about
that.
The
Final Deception is it's going to be a series of movies that do the same as the Sword of the Spirit books do, dispel a lot of misconceptions. And ideas that bad raps that God has been given, and I'll give you one of the perfect examples. If you hear about a tornado or a hurricane or a flood, it's usually termed acts of God. Well, in reality, that's not an act of God. And
who's it an act of?
It's an act of, obviously the devil. It's an act of the devil. Jesus stated in the Gospels, he says, I've come. He said, he spoke in the old vernacular, and he spoke about the devil. He says, the thief, which is the devil, cometh not, which is the old vernacular, meaning he only comes, but to kill, steal, and destroy. But I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. So, I'm sure you'll agree with me that a hurricane, a flood, does not give you life and life more abundantly. It kills, steals, and destroys.
Right, right. So these are not going to be books. They're going right to movie?
Yes, these are. Well, they will be books that will be issued at the same time of the movie. But the series of movies will not only entertain, but they will educate people on biblical principles and dispel a lot of the misconceptions about God.
Which movie studio are you working with?
Well, right now I've been in correspondence with Universal Studios. So
they've shown an interest?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. But I know where we would like to go. I've written another thing, and it's called Are You Numb Yet? Starring Dr. Kavitko. It's a reality show that's been submitted to Discovery Channel. But then also, even if Discovery Channels don't pick it up, there is an airtime company that has already reserved spots for us to air a reality show starring our one and only Dr. Kavitko.
we'll have to see. That would be kind of cool if it happens, but we'll have to kind of wait and see for like a camera to show up or something.
Right.
All right. So when do you think The Final Deception will be a reality?
Well, it'll probably be a reality the first of next year.
First of next year?
Yes.
So this time next year, we can have you on the show and talking about the blockbuster movie?
Oh, yeah, that would be great. I would love to be here talking about the blockbuster hit that is out or about to come out, Final Deception series.
And who's going to, I mean, can you tell me without divulging too much the storyline?
Yeah, so the storyline is about, it's actually set in small town America, and actually the perfect place to film it is Ohio Wesleyan University in Delaware, Ohio.
Okay.
And what it deals with is there's been a lot of false theology that's been sown into I don't want to just say American minds, but the human race. There's been a lot of doctrine that's been sown in, and what this does is this movie shows and reveals a lot of that's going on, how it's being sown into our educational systems and things like that.
Who's going to play the lead character, don't we know yet?
Well, we're looking at John Travolta to play the bad guy and Denzel Washington to play the lead.
Oh, okay. That would be really cool. And, of course, Universal has they know how to call them up and say you want to be in our movie, right?
I think Universal has the power to call anyone up and say we'd like you in our movie.
Okay. Now, I think we need to go to a break. Yeah, I think we better go to another commercial break. And when we come back, I want to talk to you. I have several more questions. And I also want to take some time. I want to leave some time for me to thank the folks that are going to be helping me and have already signed up to help me with my Dentistry from the Heart. So when we come back, there'll be a little bit of self-serving thank yous from me instead of...
That's quite all right.
But I hope it's okay to weave that into the show. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko, and we'll be right back.
Estás escuchando Dentally Speaking con Dr. Kavitko aquí en su sesión favorita, Sunday 95.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Do you listen to Dentally Speaking? Well, you should. Dr. Kavitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kavitko.
Hi, I'm general dentist Dr. Brian Kavitko. Remember the beautiful smile you had before your first set of dentures? Remember the disappointment you had when you looked at them in the mirror for the first time? The teeth were either too big or too small, or they made your lip too fat. Whatever it was, they just didn't fit your face, and you've been stuck with them ever since. And to make things worse, every time you get a new set, your dentist makes them look like the old set. Here at Dr. Kavitko Mentness & Associates, rather than just copying the mistakes of years gone by, we'll use photos of you when you were younger to recreate your original smile, minus any flaws you wish us to leave out, of course. We can help you turn back the clock. Interested? Give us a call at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588.
Dr. Kavitko and Associates.
Canton City Chinese Restaurant is an established, family-owned and operated Chinese restaurant. You can come and sit down and enjoy the relaxed atmosphere of the Canton City, or if you're on the go or need lunch for your office or dinner for home, call us at 614-261-0262 to order takeout. We have a variety of Cantonese, Hunan, and Sichuan cuisine. You will love the price and be astonished how generous the portions are. Come visit us in our fantastic location at 4330 North High Street, located just south of Henderson in Clintonville. we are open 7 days a week. If you cannot pick from our extensive menu, we would suggest you start with our General Tso's chicken. It is the best in the city. When you are craving Chinese food and have tried all the rest, come and order from the best, Canton City Chinese Restaurant in Clintonville. Call us at 614-261-0262 or stop by and see us at 4330 North High Street.
Smile a little smile for me, Rosemary, Rosemary.
And welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Before we go back to speaking with our guest, Dr. David Reynolds, author of Sword of the Spirit, I'd like to thank the folks that have already signed up to help me with my Dentistry from the Heart event. And for those of you that don't know, June 15th from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m., we'll be doing an all-day free dentistry event, and can't do it alone. So there are lots of folks that have already stepped up and said they are going to help. And let me just start by thanking those folks. And North End Wrench is one, Mozart's Cafe and Bakery, I Am Possible Photography, Gear Gas, Inkwell Printers, Jerry Davis State Farm Agent, Beachwold Hardware, HandyGirlColumbus.com, the Columbus Film Commission, Buffalo Wild Wings of Central Ohio, especially the Graceland store, Continental Message Solutions. Those are the businesses so far. Dentists that have signed up to help, and I'm very appreciative to Dr. Erin Whitaker and her associate, Dr. Jeff Bixler, because they have opened their office, which is across the street from mine, and we will be using 5 treatment rooms of theirs, so that'll allow us to see many, many more patients than last year. Dr. Vijay Lombardo, Dr. Kenise Bean, Dr. Kaur, Dr. Hamzi, Dr. Leslie McDougall, Dr. Matt Tomko, Dr. Don Metnis, Dr. Justin Beck, Dr. Sardinini, and Dr. Robert Stevenson. So couldn't do this without these folks. We need many more dentists, by the way, and we need a lot of help in a lot of ways still. We need to figure out how to provide food for the people that are waiting outside 6 to 8 hours. We need to find food to feed our volunteers, some money for things that you just can't get donated, and so any help you can be. If you go to dentallyspeaking.com or drkvitko.com, there is a place there where you'll see there's a spot that says the Dr. Kvitko Charitable Fund. And if you click on that, it takes you to a spot where you can make a donation. And we would appreciate anything you can do, $5, $10, $100, $1,000, anything that you can do would be put to great use and is tax deductible. So through the Dentistry from the Heart Charitable 501c3. And then I had this pleasant mailing. I got this piece of mail, I think it was yesterday. No, it would have been Friday. And it's from Hands On Central Ohio. I wasn't familiar with them. And it looked like junk mail. But I'm really good about opening all of my mail. I don't just throw it away because it looks like junk mail, because it may not be. And this is one. It says, Dear Dr. Kvitko, congratulations. You've been nominated for the 4th Annual Agent of Change Awards presented by Hands On Central Ohio. This is our way of celebrating National Volunteer Week, which is between April 15th and the 21st. Hands-On Central Ohio is the volunteer center for Central Ohio and an affiliate of the Hands-On Network. There are 5 awards to be presented in the areas of advocate, provider, leader, good neighbor, and young leader. I'm assuming that I would be up for the provider category, and I was nominated by a gentleman, Galen Roth, from the Dental Options Program, where we do free dentistry for folks that kind of fall through the cracks. So there is a reception, a breakfast, and it's going to be hosted by Cabot Ray of NBC4i, and it's April 17th, Tuesday morning. So I'm honored to have been nominated. I don't know if I'll win, but I'm honored to be nominated. So I think that's kind of neat. So there's my advice to you. Don't throw away junk mail because it may not be, right? Follow my path and open up all of your mail, even if you think it might be unpleasant in some way or another. So thank you to the folks that nominated me and to the folks that are considering whether I should win or not. I think that's really special. Okay, now let's go back to Dr. David Reynolds, who's in the studio with me, and I wanted to find out, besides your book signing this Tuesday at 7 at Polaris at the Barnes and Noble,
yes.
Right?
Yes, that's
where
correct.
Else you have a couple others scheduled, correct?
Yes, I was invited to not only do a book signing but speak during Educators Week, and that's and I'll have the dates, the exact dates posted, but if I'm remembering correctly, I think it's either the 14th or the 21st
of April.
Of April at the Barnes & Nobles in Pickerington.
So not only can you write, but you can speak.
Well, as you're seeing now, it's not one of my best things.
Oh, you're doing fine. You can string a few words together there every once in a while. No, so that's okay. So, and then is there anything that you would like my audience to know? Like, what do you want them to take from this experience if they've been tuned in this hour?
Well, what I would like to them to take from the experience is that there is hope. With God, there's always hope no matter what your situation is. You know, everyone has different situations and different issues, but we all have something that we're dealing with. And the main thing is to seek God for the answers and advice and revelation and direction, how to resolve your issues. How to get comfort and strength during that time. God is the answer to everything.
So if they're dealing with something really terrible in their life, what should they do? Should they go to church more? Should they ask their pastor, priest, minister, whatever, for a private session to kind of discuss what's going on and how they can get through it? Or do you have a certain answer for, is it all different?
Well, everyone receives differently, but I would say all of the above, but most importantly, all you would have to do is get alone with God. One of the things that God really desires is a fellowship. If you read the Garden of Eden story, one of the things that moved God the most was his fellowship with Adam, with the man that he created. So one of the best things that you can do is just get alone and get with God, and you can talk to him just like you and I are talking. And God does listen, and that's one of the things that I explain in the book. So you can just get alone with God, and you just ask him for answers, and he will guide you. He'll either send you someone, such as your pastor, your priest, your minister.
Okay. Very good. We have a listener who has a question. Jim, correct?
Yes.
Jim, go ahead. You have a question for Dr. Reynolds?
No, I just wanted to say, Dr. Reynolds, the book that he, Sword of the Spirit, I believe everybody that's listening really needs to get a hold of it. It's a very easy read and very practical teaching on the Bible.
Oh, thank you, Jim. So you've read the book, huh?
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
This is Tim, David.
Tim. Hi, Tim. How are you doing?
I said it wrong. I'm sorry. It's good. Tim.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm doing great. I just wanted to make sure that everybody knew that this is a book that really needs to be in everyone's personal library.
Because it is an easy read. It's relatively small, so it's not daunting.
Exactly. It's a book, very practical teachings, and the illustrations that are in the book, they truly help people. I know they help me a great deal, understanding how to pray.
That's wonderful. That must make you feel good, Doc.
Oh, yes, it does. That is very, very good. And Tim is, I really appreciate you, Tim. And I thank God for you. And I hope that the future books will help you the same way.
Oh, yes, they will. Yeah. And several people also.
Thank you so much for listening. And thank you for the call, Tim.
You're welcome. Have a very blessed day.
Okay, Tim, I will talk to you later.
Yes.
Bye-bye now. Okay, well, that's great. Yeah, that's good to know that you're already helping people. So you can help people while you're asleep even.
Yeah.
Because you've written this book and you're working third shift and somebody's reading your book and improving their life.
Exactly. Well, Tim is, I really appreciate Tim calling in. And I know Tim personally.
You do?
Yes, he works with me at Honda.
Oh.
And actually, it's like every other day, Tim is coming in. I need 4 more books, and he's giving them out.
Wow.
I think Tim is outselling Barnes & Nobles himself.
Oh, that's really cool. But it's nice to have, you know, to have fans.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And he's probably a lot more friend than a fan, though, but I appreciate him.
Good. Well, that takes us right up to exactly when the show is to end, so that was perfect. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for being in the studio with me, Doc. And
oh, it's my pleasure.
Really appreciate it, and I would like everybody to tune in next Sunday and every Sunday morning at 8 o'clock for another episode of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Be sure and tune in next week for another exciting episode of Dentally Speaking with my dentist, Dr. Kvitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full half-hour episodes of Dr. Kvitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kvitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.